Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are so many goals that a CEO, president, and business owner has to have. So many things have to be done in the day, during the day. That's why I always suggest that you do sit down in the morning and you make a list of what you want to accomplish for the day, because if you don't, the day goes by and the things that you wanted to accomplish just never happen. It's just the way it is. There are phone calls, interruptions, emails, sales calls, questions from your people, problems to solve. It goes on and on and on. But what is three goals that a CEO, president, and business owner always needs to keep in mind? The first one, stabilize the business. Well, what does that mean? That could mean many, many things. If sales are not going well, you need to stabilize the sales. If you have an employee problem, you need to stabilize your employee problem. If you need to hire people, you need to add people. So you see, whatever it happens to be, what's most important is that the company is stable every single day, that you deal with whatever issues in your company that's going to make your company unbalanced, whatever it happens to be, no matter how big, no matter how small. Now, you know, CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to delegate. So if it's something that can be delegated, that's perfectly fine. That's important that you do that, but you need to then follow up on it. You need to make sure that your company is solid, that your company is stable, that things are going just the way they need to go, and if they're not, let's make it happen. Next, you need to make sure everything is okay. You can't bury your head in the sand. You can't believe that you don't have an employee problem when you have one. You can't believe that you aren't paying attention to a shipping problem when you don't, when things aren't going up in the right way, or there's a customer complaint that you are not paying attention to. Whatever it happens to be, pay attention to it. If you're not paying attention to it, it's going to come back and create a problem for you. And it would be nice to think that every day is going to go smoothly. But you have to fight to make sure that your business is doing well. You have to get in there and you have to do battle. You have to make sure that you're knocking down the things that are not going well, that you are paying attention and you are being positive and you're creating the kind of culture that you would want to work in. Create the culture that's important to have a business that's in harmony. Why do people leave? Why do they quit? Is it because of the money? Well, sometimes. Is it because they want to improve themselves? Sometimes. Is it because they want to move closer to their family? Possible. But generally, people quit because they don't feel part of the culture. They don't feel part of the organization. They don't feel like they're surrounded by people that are thinking the same way they are. They don't feel like they are home. They're not feeling comfortable. And who wants to come home every single day and not feel comfortable? So that's why many times you will lose employees. Create a culture in your company that really works. Create an attitude that really works, and that starts with you. You have to have the right attitude, and then you have to meet with your people. You have to train them. You have to get them to understand what goals and what direction you're going in and why you're doing what you're doing. And when you do that and create the culture that's harmonious, and of course it takes a lot of work to do that, there's so much to do during the day. If you do that, you'll have less turnover, you'll have more profit, you'll have less stress. So replay this. Think about it. Take a few notes. Write them down. Think about what three goals you need to create as a CEO, president, or business owner every single day to make your business successful. Because remember, you are the person in charge. You lead. Leaders lead. And when you're leading and you're leading in the right direction, people will follow. And not only will they follow, but they'll help you by being creative. They'll help you by doing the right thing. They'll help you by helping you make a profit. They'll help you by reducing your stress. There's so many things they will do for you when you are creating the kind of place that they want to work at. This is Howard LaWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.